Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Junks live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Go to CropMetcalf.com. Join their team today. Joining us right now on the BetQL guest hotline on a PFF Tuesdays, Mike Renner, lead draft analyst at Pro Football Focus. Give him a follow on the Twitter at PFF_Mike. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Of course. I'm guessing you might be a little bit tired and sleepy if you stayed up late to watch the Ravens' epic comeback last night on Monday Night Football, and Lamar just put on a masterclass in the second half. I mean, his numbers are absurd. First quarterback in the league to complete 85% of his passes in a 400-yard game. First player in NFL history with 400 passing yards, four TDs, no picks, and 50 yards rushing, and the highest completion rate in a 40-pass game in NFL history at 86%. I mean, if you watch the first half, you didn't see this eruption coming, but the Ravens needed every bit of it, and it was impressive to watch.
Yeah, I think this season he's kind of silenced any critics of, oh, you know, what are they going to do when you take away the run game? Or what is he going to be if you take away his legs? Well, the past 2 weeks, he's just annihilated a very good pass defense last week in Denver. And then obviously this past week, now Colts had some injuries in the back end. But when you're historically great like that, I don't care if you're facing, you know, college football players, not a lot of guys can be as accurate and as prolific as he was in that second half. So, yeah, I think a lot of the sort of criticisms are definitely falling by the wayside. And the Ravens may have some, you know, remorse in terms of not extending him earlier if he continues at this pace.
Yeah, and Mike, they're really piecemealing it together, too, with the rushing attack. I mean, they're trotting out, like, Latavius Murray and Devonta Freeman and, you know, Tyson Williams. Like, he was deactivated last week, and then he plays a role this week. So, like, their top rushing options behind Lamar, of course, you know, have been exhausted. They're just plugging random guys in there, and the offense is still humming.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing is that the offense or the rushing offense isn't near what it was in 2019 when they were, you know, historically great. And that's kind of what everyone's said is, oh, when you take away that, what's Lamar Jackson, what's this offense going to look like? They've not had that. The offensive line is not what it was back then. The running backs are quite obviously not what they were back then. And still, it's Lamar Jackson rushing for, whatever, 60 yards, Lamar Jackson throwing for 400 yards, Lamar Jackson doing basically whatever he wants to do on a football field, not being able to be stopped.
Mike, sometimes we look at your grades and it's a little confusing to us when we see somebody like Aaron Rodgers at 21st, I believe, amongst quarterbacks. But I wanted your take on the other quarterback, Carson Wentz, we thought last year broken, but he's been okay. I know he's not super high up on the PFF grades. I think he's ranked 23rd right now, but he's having kind of a bounce back year, don't you think?
Yeah, I think he's at least that Indianapolis Colts offense getting with Frank Reich has kind of righted some of the things that were going wrong in Philadelphia in terms of decision making, in terms of not, you know, throwing the ball around the yard and not just falling in that quicksand where you're just making bad decisions left and right. He's at least has outlets, and you see him going to his checkdowns and getting the ball out of his hands a lot more instead of taking a lot of the bad sacks we saw from him last year at Philly. So the completely broken narrative, I think, is gone. But I do also think there is some to the – I just don't think he's going to be the downfield passer we ever saw. I do think all the injuries that have built up have come at a cost to his accuracy and his ability to lead a competent offense. And you have to have a hats off to that situation at Philly when he was at an MVP caliber. That was one of maybe the best offensive lines in the NFL and had some legit weapons on the outside that it's going to be difficult to replicate. And the Colts offensive line hasn't been near as good as it was in the past with all the injuries they've suffered up front. So I do think he's definitely playing better. Now, is he worth the first round pick that they may have given up for him? That's another debate in and of itself. But I think the Colts results are having some buyer's remorse themselves with, you know, how slowly they started to the season.
Mike, how quickly things can change in the NFL landscape. 3 weeks ago, everybody's hyping up the Raiders. 3-0 start. They're putting up historic passing numbers. Derek Carr's killing it. Now, coming off the heels of two straight losses where they've only scored 23 points, we obviously know what happened when John Gruden last night resigns as the head coach. I mean, just shockwaves running through this entire team. What is their prognosis looking forward? They're at the Broncos next week or this upcoming week, and then they host the Eagles in their next two.
Yeah, that's kind of been the whole tenure of Gruden and Mayock. It's like even when they get it right, they don't seem to be able to get it right. Like it's always fleeting. Doesn't necessarily last long. And I kind of had liked the way they had piecemealed this defense together and actually signed some veterans that were playing competently as free agents, as opposed to what they've done in years past. But I think, obviously with Gruden resigning, I think that's all going out the window here. I think this team is about to bottom out because they were kind of on offense. They were smoke and mirrorsing with one of the worst offensive lines in the NFL. This is a bottom three offensive line by any metric we have. They have issues all over the place, and it was kind of getting smoothed over by a lot of schematic stuff they were doing there offensively to try to help that offensive line. But there's only so much you can do, and I think you saw that when they faced a guy like Khalil Mack this past week, where it's just when you face good defenses and that have good pass rushes, you can't protect four guys. One of those guys is going to lose. So I think they are in trouble in a number of different ways there on Las Vegas.
I wanted to get your grades on Trey Lance in particular, and then San Francisco just in general offensively. They only muster one touchdown this past week in Arizona. Defense was fine. They were all over Murray. Both had a really good game. So they put a lot of pressure on them, but they could not score in the red zone. And Shanahan wanted to run Lance a bunch. He ran him 18 times. If he plays for any significant amount of time and they run him that much, he's going to get hurt. And he's already has a knee issue. Now they have the bye this week, so they can recover from that. And then maybe Jimmy G's healthy enough to come back. But they've lost three straight, and the offense looked putrid this past week. You can clearly tell they don't want Lance to drop back and throw. He was missing some easy throws. And then they've got some tough games coming up. They've still got to play Arizona again, Rams. They got Arizona and Rams back-to-back. So what's your take on Lance? And then offensively, are they in trouble?
Yeah, I mean, Lance kind of looks like a quarterback that only started one game in the last year and a half. Like he was behind the eight ball heading into the NFL with not having a season last year, with his level of competition he was facing at North Dakota State. Like it was never going to be good out the gate. And I think we're seeing with a lot of the rookie quarterbacks around the NFL, like it's more often than not good when you're thrust into the starting lineup. Like none of those teams are on pace to make the playoffs. And I think 49ers, even with a fairly talented roster that could compete, even when you're starting a rookie quarterback, I just don't think it's going to be end up great for them, and they are in a very tough division where they're going to be fighting uphill every week. So going back and reviewing Lance's tape, though, I was probably more impressed than I was on first look. Like I think we think a lot differently about his performance if he scores at that goal line rush instead of getting stopped there at the one-inch line and they actually keep it close there at the end. I do think he's just right now, it reminds me a lot of kind of Josh Allen early on in his career where he's just not accurate enough to consistently drive you down the football field. And with kind of the game they're playing with running him a lot, you got to consistently move the chains. You have to be accurate. And he's just not right now, but you see the ability to create big plays within him with that arm and how he can break the pocket and how defenses have to account for his legs. So I think we'll see that in time, but this past weekend or just kind of in probably the next few weeks, it's probably not going to be great because it's not great for a lot of quarterbacks around the league.
Mm-hmm. Mike, I'm guessing you and your PFF colleagues, you have to be somewhat surprised at what Mike Williams is doing for the LA Chargers. I mean, people expected him to take a leap, a step forward, but I don't know if they expected 471 yards already, six touchdowns. He's within two targets of Keenan Allen, who's usually the target hog in that offense. I mean, that combo between Herbert and Williams really clicking. And they're also getting red zone, big usage red zone out of Austin Eckler, which has been like a drawback from him over the years. That offense is humming at this point in L.A.
Yeah, I think they have a really nice combination of pieces there and how it all fits together for Justin Herbert. I think Mike Williams is the kind of wide receiver he never had at Oregon, in this massive catch radius, throw it basically anywhere and he'll come down with it down the football field. That, I mean, Herbert's shown with his deep ball accuracy that he can put it on Williams' leverage, and Williams is the guy who's going to come down with it when that's the case. So kind of a perfect mix of Keenan Allen at the underneath an intermediate range, Mike Williams down the football field, and then Austin Eckler, obviously a very explosive running back out of the backfield. So that offense, I mean, they've kind of shot themselves in the foot at times this year, but they can, as you saw it against the Browns, they can put up points on anyone and everyone this season. So they should be very scary there in the AFC West.
Let's shift back to the NFC as we talk to Mike Renner from Pro Football Focus. Tom Brady's having an unbelievable year. I was looking at your wide receiver grades. Antonio Brown's number four. He's their number three receiver. Who's going to stop this team?
Their defense. I mean, more injuries on their defense and they could finally, I think teams are going to be able to score points on them. But this offense, they have too much. You know, they truly do have too many weapons with one of the best offensive lines in football. And Tom Brady, obviously at the signal caller, like, there's no real shutting them down. They're just containing, and if you're going to beat them, you're going to have to, you know, throw up 30 plus like the Rams did against them. Like, that's how you beat this Buccaneers team, is because they are down what their top two cornerbacks right now and are throwing Richard Sherman in on a prayer in his mid-30s, hoping that that's the answer. Like, I do think the secondary is very susceptible, and that's going to be sort of how you beat this team. But offensively, it's kind of just, you're going to want to make them run the football. It's basically all you can pray for, is make them give the ball to someone that's not Antonio Brown, Chris Godwin, or Mike Evans, because those running backs are probably the weakest link on that offense.
Mike, am I a crazy person for liking Washington plus 6.5 with the Chiefs coming in to FedEx? Now, I know they have no home field advantage. There'll be 30,000 Chiefs fans there. I understand the dynamic. But with Kelsey banged up, Tyreek Hill's nursing a knee injury, Edwards-Helaire is out, I kind of like Washington getting the points.
I would like it more if Heineke was just a little more consistent, because I think this, I think that Chiefs defense is incredibly susceptible at pretty much every level of that defense. Like, they have not gotten a pass rush on anybody, and then their secondary is one of the worst in the NFL. So, like, they, you could put up points, but I don't trust, like, they've kind of gotten by on the fact that Steve Spagnuolo throws a ton at opposing quarterbacks and is, like, disguising all of his coverages. So going up against a guy like Taylor Heineke, who's not, you know, necessarily veteran presence, hasn't started a ton of games in the NFL, that could throw him a little bit for a loop. So 6.5, you're not crazy for liking it, but I'd probably lean Chiefs on that one.
Yeah. I mean, do you think that game's a shootout? It's got all the makings for
it. I do. Yeah. I think it will be.
How could it not be?
I'd love to say that the Washington defense will finally show up for once, and their pass rush really has, but the secondary is such a mess right now that I don't trust it going up against Andy Reid, even with backups.
All right, Mike, thanks as always for the time. We always appreciate it. Mike Renner, lead draft analyst at Pro Football Focus. Talk to you again soon.
For sure, fellas. Thanks for having me. Have a good one.
Yep, see you, Mike. All
right, next time we talk to him, we'll talk to him about the draft and what quarterbacks are available, since he is a draft expert.
Right.
Yeah, that's fine. We'll do that.
When we come back, you won't believe the age you could potentially live to. I saw the number, and it seems unfathomable that you
haven't even reached second base, Cakes.
Well, if you believe this study, then you're probably right. We'll talk about how long you can live next on 106.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, so for once, I think I'm going to take the under on a bet. I mean, this number is absurd. I'm just going to read the first few paragraphs of this article. Humans can probably live to at least 130 and possibly well beyond. Though the chances of reaching such super old age remain vanishingly small, according to new research.
Of course, you think?
Hold on. So how can they say you can reach the 130?
I don't know. I'm just going to read it to you. Tell me if you can make sense.
Gene therapy or something? Are we going to regenerate new organs?
I don't think so. The outer limit of the human lifespan has long been hotly debated, with recent studies making the case we can live up to 150 years. Or arguing that there's no maximum theoretical age for humans.
Well, they've probably done math cakes.
Okay.
And they've looked at how life expectancy has gone up dramatically, like in the last century.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you look at like centuries.
So like the year 3000?
No, 2000 years ago, people were only living into their 30s, right? So they're kind of probably.
I don't have the numbers in front of me on the tablet.
We're way beyond that, though, bro.
But I'm saying that they're probably thinking with medicine and advancement and things like that, if you just do the math, that it may proceed to those numbers. I know this. I had one great aunt, I've mentioned her a few times, who lived beyond 100. And I had a couple of relatives. My grandmother lived in 96 in Puerto Rico.
Everybody knows that's people
one.
That lived.
And that's one.
I understand.
You're talking about 150.
That, but she still was with it.
Sure. Okay.
Like, that was a surprising
She's
thing.
She's a rare bird. Right?
I understand.
The problem
but
is
I
your
think
body
it will get more
down.
Likely.
What percentage of people right now live to 100? I bet you it's less than
minute.
One.
I understand
less than 1%.
That. I understand that.
Small.
But
your heart gives
you
out.
You think it's that hard to believe that if medicine advances in the next 50 years,
yes.
like it has in the past 50 years.
It's not just medicine.
Years.
You actually need new organs.
130?
Heart, yeah.
It's easier to get new organs now.
Right, but your
that
heart's
wasn't happening 50 years ago or 100 years ago.
We're not going to have 100 million people get new organs.
like a new engine to a car.
Yeah,
I just know Drab's really excited because this is a whole new wrinkle in old guy, young girl porn.
Oh, right? Yeah, it is.
No, there's a cutoff.
Super centarian.
I hope there is.
You're gonna watch anybody, nothing over 90.
Dude, I see people.
90?
That's quite a high/low bar. I don't know how to qualify.
89 and a half, you're okay with it.
I can't believe I'm 51. Like, I'm senior tour eligible, right? I can't believe it. And yet, I see people at the grocery in my neighborhood that are, you know, probably 75, 80, whatever. And they look so hurt.
They're struggling.
Their skin is so hurt.
They're struggling to walk.
Their arms are all hurting.
Yeah, they're done.
Flabby. And just no muscle tone.
Just walking butt slow.
Yeah, and I mean, they're just broken. Yeah, they're
that's,
broken
that's in
humans.
That's their 70s. That's not even like 80s or 90s.
They're literally,
that's how I
they're,
feel right now.
They look like prunes. Terrible skin. Everyone's obese. Flabby skin. Zero muscle.
By the way, everybody's obese at 30, too.
No.
In this country.
Everyone's obese in the older people, too.
Do you know the oldest living human on record right
122
now?
122 or something.
No
it's
idea.
It's close. Japan's, I'm not sure if it's Kane or Kane Tanaka, 118 years old.
It's a good run.
118.
Yeah. Guy probably drinks vodka every day, too, or some random tidbit, like smokes a cigar like George Burns.
You were going to say George Burns.
It's a good, famous, really old guy.
Okay.
It works.
That nobody under 30 George knows.
Hey, Guy Valdez, do you know who George Burns is?
Ooh,
honestly, be honest. Don't Google.
No way. I'm going to say no.
He looks flummoxed.
He's probably
I had it already up. Isn't he like a comedian or something? Yeah. I didn't know who George Burns was when you first
like,
mentioned
nobody
him.
Knows, like,
but now looking like, at the picture,
if you ask our kids
familiar.
About, is it Oh God?
Was yeah.
It
yeah, 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 oh God.
The movies he was famous for? No chance they know
I
who
saw
he
that.
Is.
He's so old, his Wikipedia has vaudeville in it.
Do you
sharing the stage with Charlie Chaplin?
Do you know who Frank Burns is?
Frank
no,
Burns.
He doesn't know.
No.
Right. Frank
MASH.
Oh, you know Frank Burns.
Yeah,
is.
MASH reference. MASH is not one of my favorites, but the name is ringing
a bell.
I love
Frank Burns, my guy. Larry Linville.
Some reason I was thinking of Ed Burns.
I do think
Ed
at
Burns
some
too,
point.
Yeah. I like Ed Burns too.
I do think at some point humans will live a long time, but it's going to be like. It's going to be like a 3D printer prints out a liver and gives you one.
Right.
And you know what I mean?
Or the guys in Squid Game, Harvest,
all
Morgan,
I'm saying is,
Valdez.
But it's not going to be in our lifetime. Like, we're all going to die,
light.
If we're lucky, like mid-70s.
Look, in our lifetime,
yes.
In
if
our
we're
lifetime,
lucky, yes.
We're lucky.
Our first, 20 years of life, we couldn't have imagined using a cell phone and being able to communicate this way. So, are there going to be advancements in medicine?
So,
of course.
So if I live to 120, which I know is not happening, am I still going to get a silly Social Security check?
That thing
month?
Is going to be so felted by that.
They're going to bump the age up to like 80.
No, but your Bitcoin, you'd just be living off your Bitcoin.
Your Bitcoin going to be silly.
Your Bitcoin will be 6 million.
Your Bitcoin going to be silly.
I'm going to be butt size.
Oh, yeah.
I won't know what to do with it. I won't even know what it
is. Dollar will be completely useless.
I was about to say, I won't know what it is. I don't even know what it is now. So how am I going to know what it is?
But you'll know how to sell it.
When I'm 115.
It doesn't matter. You're going to know how to sell it.
I am?
Hey, yeah. You better hope Mikey Botts lives to 200 so he can sell it for you.
My fantasy football partner, Mikey Botts.
How much will your pennies be worth? Your rare
I'm
pennies?
Giving up on, I'm giving up on that bit.
Where are they?
I mean, they're somewhere like stashed.
You know that we...
In my safe.
Dina took a bunch of change.
They're in your safe?
They're on top of my safe.
My daughter bought some change thing, and so she coined up like $64 in change.
Right.
And then they took it to the bank, and the lady said, you know that there, I didn't know this, that there's a shortage on coins.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I had no idea.
There definitely is a shortage.
So I said to my wife, well, is she, I didn't get the comment. Is she insinuating that you should be keeping the change, or was she just making small talk?
She wants it brought into the bank.
So she was excited to have it, but she wasn't saying, if you were smart, you'd keep it because it has more value.
No, it doesn't. They don't have more value.
Okay. No.
By the way, could you imagine?
I fill up my jug,
right?
And then when it gets filled to the top, mm-hmm. I take in the Harris Teeter and I give them 10% or whatever they're charged.
I can't believe you give them that big.
Oh, I give them the big.
Why don't you take it to your own bank?
A lot of the banks don't have those things anymore.
They don't
even know that
you
they would take it.
You take it to your bank and you give them your big pickle jar or whatever it is and say, you donks count this and put it in my account.
And they do it for
they,
you?
Yeah. Just run it through a machine right there?
Yeah. They dump it in a big, giant machine.
All right, maybe I will.
Sorts all the sillies. And
yeah,
then
but
they,
a lot of them used to have, like, self machines.
Those are done. Those
yeah,
are,
they don't have
those have gone the
Wait,
way
could you imagine
over.
Being
I just get size when they, at Harris Teeter, they hand you over $180.
Yeah, but you could
or 220
be
or whatever you got.
200. You're giving away money. That's not like you.
What's new?
I mean, it's not like you. It's not.
Can you imagine being a burglar at Cakes' house?
Yeah.
You break in.
Uh-huh.
You find the safe.
Mm-hmm.
You crack the safe.
Yes. There's a bunch of pennies.
There's a jar of pennies in there.
I mean, you're going to have to work for it because in the safe, I mean, there are passports that have rarely, if ever, been used.
You're not leaving the country.
There's pennies sitting on top.
Even leave only.
Poker tournaments. That's the only time he leaves.
There will be poker chips in there, but then you got to go to MGM National Harbor
right.
and switch them in for real currency. Yeah, you're not going to get a big score if you come to my house.
By the way, I forgot to tell you, I did give away $20 this past week because I'm walking to my parking lot.
Okay.
And a girl comes up, college-age girl, mm-hmm. and says, excuse me, can you help me? I need $20 for this lot, and I don't have any cash. I'll Venmo you the money.
Okay.
I said, all right, whatever. So it was like just a grassy parking lot, and they were only taking cash.
Is this at Virginia Tech?
Yeah, it was at Tech.
Okay, yeah.
And she goes, okay, thanks, and I'll Venmo you.
Yeah, never.
She goes, what's your Venmo? I gave it to her at Lurch Bish, by
right.
the way. If you're listening, honey, maybe you can finally Venmo me.
Yes.
Did you get her Venmo? Should have asked for her.
She bought
Venmo.
So much weed with that money.
She just she goes.
She bought edibles.
But she goes. Oh, something's not working. Something. I just said. You know what? Here, take it. I said Venmo me later. And she goes. Oh, thank you very much. I knew I wouldn't.
She found the old guy to fall for.
I know.
Do you think she
it.
Hit up several people? Did you actually see a car?
She ran back to a car. Yeah, she ran back to her car.
I believe her. I don't think it was a scam. I think she probably just forgot.
She was trying to Venmo me right in front of me. And she said there was something wrong with the Venmo. Oh, she wasn't working.
Something wrong with the Venmo.
And then she's never going to see you again. So
she spelled Lurch wrong.
Yeah. I said, all right, whatever.
It is. Who is this Lurch character? What does Lurch mean?
Right.
Yeah, so.
All right, I feel bad. Sam at DC has been on hold for 2 hours because he wants to see Troy Apke play. So
put him on.
I got to go.
He's a desperate man, clearly.
Yeah. Sam, what's up, buddy?
Sam, are you all right? Are you having like an episode, or are you actually okay?
Well, can he be worse than Landon Collins?
No.
Hey, I'm just concerned about my skin. I'm really concerned about him.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Troy Apke, definitely. Why aren't we using him? It's a couple things. Fuller. Can we try him at free safety? And what about Curl moving to strong safety?
I love how guys just all of a sudden just want to just move guys around like chess pieces, that they're all interchangeable and all can play just different positions. Generally, well, doesn't work that way. Some of them can, but not all of them.
And why are we starting Ioannidis? I think he's the best lineman we have so far. Why are we starting him?
Well, they did start Ioannidis or used him a lot. Coach Rivera talked about starting five bigs or playing five bigs at a time, which is why they didn't have as many linebackers on the field.
Which
they went with five defensive linemen.
What's the player's name you're referring to again?
Was it Ioannidis?
Okay,
gotcha. Matt Ioannidis. He is in the rotation. I don't think that Allen and Payne are playing poorly.
No, they're probably those are your best defensive linemen.
So I don't know if you have an issue there. I mean, Ioannidis is still getting in the rotation.
Ioannidis
is
awesome.
Yeah. Well, he was beyond the rotation. Like Coach said, they were going with five defensive linemen.
Yeah, so he's playing enough.
Guys.
Sam, what else do you want to do? What other changes do you want to make?
And why didn't we go out to Gilmore? What was the issue of him?
We don't know.
It was a trade.
We have no idea.
Yeah, I mean, it's a trade. It's a sixth round. Why didn't we get in the trade bug? Why
didn't
we
get their silly scheme?
You know what? I should have asked Coach that. I forgot to ask him.
We ran out of time. We could have asked him 100 more things.
I didn't ask him anything
things.
About the offense yet. I want to ask him about Heineke. I got a lot of stuff.
Yeah, but it's a good question. Yeah, maybe they did explore it, and I don't know. Maybe they just were too slow. Who knows?
Yeah, I guess we didn't offer the fifth round. We settled at the sixth.
Well, a lot of times you don't know what they're going. I mean, they're not necessarily calling every team saying, we got a sixth, can I hear a fifth? You know what I mean? You're not always privy to all those details.
They don't have a silly auctioneer on the other line.
If they knew it was a sixth, they might have done it. If they knew that's all it took. Or a fifth. You
going
know?
Once, going twice, Washington football team.
Shot. What?
I think you shoot your shot and hope that your shot is the best shot. Not just sit back and say, "Oh, well, I didn't shoot it."
Right. Oh, I hear you on some level.
What if they believe Gilmore's done? Like sometimes these guys fall off. Like, do you remember Darrell Revis? Like years ago, Darrell Revis was like the best corner, Revis Island, and then he just fell off.
Yeah, but that's not the issue with him. Apparently,
I don't know.
The issue with him was a contract negotiation. He wanted big money, and Bill wasn't going to pay a 31-year-old corner.
Right. A little bit older.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean he can't play.
But it still was surprising that he only got a sixth, but.
Well, I think also because he's banged up and his contract's due, right? So you're only renting him.
You're renting him?
Right. So a guy, you know, it's like
but
anything
else. He'll be able to play this year. I mean, maybe two more weeks.
Right. But it's like you don't get your max value for max, you know. And
I agree.
You know.
Either way, what is our interview going to be like when they are 2-6?
Oh, it's going to, I mean, I don't know. I'll talk about the movies.
It's going to be painful.
It will That's get what. To a point.
Because they could Rizzo's. Easily be 2-6 or 2-7.
It will get to a point where you avoid.
What did you think of Ohtani?
Yeah. That's what
Talk
it will get
to.
Because, look, they're going to play the Chiefs. Most of us believe the Chiefs are going to win, right? It'd be a huge win. Then the Packers, so now you're 2-5. Yeah. All right, Broncos winnable based on the rest of the schedule, but they're not going to be the favorite in that game.
No.
They easily lose that. And that. They could be 2-7 in the blink of an eye.
I'm sorry.
A month from now, 2-7.
I'm distracted. EB has 1,000 popcorn
crumbs. I know. I've noticed
too. So tilted.
I mean, he wonders
does
why.
He really?
And in his teeth. I wonder why his teeth are banging
The
up.
Bag's been crackling all segment.
Skinny pop?
During the segment.
I mean, no wonder he's got a million cavities.
Everywhere.
What are you talking about? I'm eating. What do you mean a million cavities? I'm eating.
Drink laced with sugar.
Hey, why do you? Yeah, why do you have a skinny pop with a drink that has about 60 grams of sugar in it?
Because it had a little bit of caffeine, and hopefully not too much.
Silly Arnold Palmer.
It doesn't have that much. Only 150 calories. It's actually not.
How
bad.
Many servings?
This is the full container. It's not that bad. It's a half.
Yeah, those
and
are
half.
Silly.
Yeah, this is the light.
What's that there? Oh, Arizona.
It's an Arnold Palmer.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually not bad. I'm sorry, I got popcorn on me.
Is that 40 ounces of Arnold Palmer keto?
No, it's not. I'm off the keto for right now. Can't be keto all the time.
If Washington's 2-7, I'll ask. I'll ask Rivera who I should play out of my two players, my fantasy team.
Yeah, like ask him flex questions.
I'm going to ask him, all right, super flex, who should I play?
Right. That's where it will super go.
Flex, PPR.
He's not going to be fun when they...
No. Well, look, if they're 2-7, then he kind of goes back to what he said about expectations, because then there are going to be no expectations
next year.
They're
going to be super low. All right, got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to give you a chance to win tickets to go see the Red Hot Chili Peppers. They are coming to Nats Park in 2022.
We'll love them.
We'll give you a chance to win tickets to the Peppers next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
By the way, it's funny. I got to thank Brett Lewis. Unnecessary, but thank you, Brett Lewis. He Venmo'd me $20 to pay me back for the parking.
Very nice
that
of
I
Brett
lost.
Lewis to
You're
do
kidding.
That.
Yeah, just
hooked you?
$20.
Sized Eric-Bickle-3.
Lunch on Brett.
Very good.
I appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you to Brett Lewis. You're a good listener. You're a good egg, my friend.
He's a good egg.
All right, 800-636-1067 is the number. We have not one, but two pairs of Red Hot Chili Peppers tickets. They're appearing with the Strokes and Thundercat at Nationals Park September 8th, 2022. Tickets go on sale October 15th at 10 a.m. at nationals.com/Red Hot Chili Peppers. And those tickets are courtesy of Live Nation.
So many hits from the Chili's.
Lots of hits to be heard. All right, we're going to play an impromptu edition of Which Band is Better? It's very subjective.
Okay.
I have five or six bands going head-to-head here. Right. If you can pick which one I like more than the other, you win the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
So it's knowing Cakes's
knowing my musical favorites. Proclivities. Yes, right. Exactly. All right, let's go out to the phones. Who's up first?
All right, let's go to Randy. Hey, Randy.
Randy. Yeah, how y'all doing?
Hello, hey, Randy. How are you?
Hello, Randall.
Which of these bands is better? Whitesnake or Great White?
Ooh. It's a great question.
I think went.
Which is better, White Snake or Great White?
I'll go with White Snake.
I think Cake's going to say Great White.
Yeah. That is correct.
White Snake's more accomplished for sure.
Better band than Great
what
White.
What was Great White's like best White song?
Well, they did Once Bitten, Twice Shy.
Yeah, I didn't like that
and
song.
I believe that was a cover.
Whose song was that one? Great White.
Great White. Yeah.
And Great White's the band that had the fire.
Yes, sadly, like 100 people perished in a nightclub fire.
Right. Bad White Snake's best song was what? Here I Go Again.
Here I Go. Yeah,
that's a great tune.
Standard. Yeah, that's a great classic. Tune.
The Chuck Finley's wife in the videos.
It pours some out. She's no longer
Contain.
With us.
Yeah, she donked off.
Definitely had stuff fly out of your mouth.
It's hard to get popcorn kernels.
It's a great intro.
Very long intro.
Do you remember, Jason? I'm pretty sure you were at a high school party where, like, my buddy John and they were playing this song. Do you remember? Like, keyboards. It was an outdoor party in high school.
Was it Bowie?
That sounds like a rager.
Hold on. It was John. And I can't remember the other guy's name. And one guy was playing
You have sillies dancing on the hood of a car. Of your Duster.
I don't remember that.
I'm bitter. You know? I wasn't there.
Uh-huh. And they played. The guy on the keyboard was playing Here I Go Again. I was getting so psyched.
I love this intro.
High school band. That means this was in the. This came out 80, in the 80s.
86, 87.
Long after we're all dust.
Yeah.
In like the year 2500, if a big giant meteor doesn't crash and kill everybody, people are going to turn this song on and say, well, that song is bazilli. It stands the test of time.
You think so?
Absolutely.
But too bad we won't know.
I like the idea of Dina Chin dancing on the hood of your Plymouth Duster.
Long white dress. Yeah.
I'm not sure that Dina was there, but I know Lurch was there.
Yeah, Cake's making out with her since that was her homecoming date.
Right, that was
there
released.
Was no making out. It's very
was that released like 1984?
82. Wow.
Well,
82.
I see 87 is when the video came out.
Yes, that's correct.
I'm just reading Wikipedia.
Yeah, I see somewhere where Wikipedia says
we were older when it was popular.
I know song came out in the late 80s because Whitesnake opened for Motley Crue on tour during the Guys tour, Valdez.
Yeah. David Coverdale. Is he still around? David Coverdale?
David Coverdale's still around, yes. Believe still the lead singer of Whitesnake.
People were setting an over-under on how many times 70. Rivera would say guys during our interview. I did not keep tally, but he definitely drops it a lot.
So we have another set of tickets. Let's go to the next listener. Hopefully they know my musical tastes and will be big fat winners.
All right, let's go to...
Guys.
Eric.
How's it going, fellas?
All right, Eric, which band is better, Poison or Warrant?
Oh, I think I know that one.
Hold on.
Poison or Warrant?
Oh, I got to know this one.
I know this one.
I'm going with Poison.
Gotta be Poison. Yes. Hung out with Brett Michaels.
Of course you're a winner. You're gonna go see the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Brett Michaels is my guy. We're like this.
Would you have said that like before this. You met Brett, though? Would you have said that?
I liked Poison a lot, but meeting him and hanging out on his tour bus put it over the top.
Right.
He's an amazing person.
And Cakes hates
he's
this
my
song.
Guy. This song stinks. This song is a scourge on the hair metal community. This song is terrible. Unskinny Bop, we should never play it ever again. I don't know why you do it. Just tilt me. It's like when Jason hears Breaking the Law, same sort of deal.
Man.
But despite that, they're still a very good
Brett
band.
Brett Michaels is from small town USA.
He's from PA.
Butler, PA.
You have something in common with Brett Michaels.
We should have done a road trip, Cakes, because Brett Michaels was playing on the beach in Ocean City.
I believe his real name is Brett. Like I think his last name is like Sychuk, something like that.
It's Sychuk.
Sychuk. But Brett Michaels sounds so much better.
Well, Michael is his middle name, so he just added an S.
Very good. Yeah, we should have gone to his
intimate acoustic set.
I know.
In Ocean City.
We should have gone. I don't know.
You were going to Faustos for dinner.
I blame you, Valdez, because you are the king of all things Ocean City related, so I didn't even know it was happening until I saw Brett Michaels tweet that he was driving to Ocean City. By then, it's too late. So thanks. Thanks for nothing, Valdez.
By the way, I'm going to see Ricky Martin in a couple of days, and you guys have both lamented on this, and now I'm like starting to sweat it. I keep getting emails about accepting my tickets online.
Okay, again,
they're in my wallet, Apple wallet.
I'm sure it works fine. Paper tickets. I miss the days of paper tickets.
And I know I just want them so bad.
I sound like a velociraptor. I'm an old dinosaur, Paper tickets will always be greater than virtual tickets.
It's so true. Because you could lose your phone. Your phone could die. Sure. Your screen could crack.
Yeah.
Okay, but you could lose paper tickets.
Yeah, but you
understand. A paper ticket, battery life doesn't fail you.
Yeah,
that's true.
And also, paper tickets, you're not confused when you try and pull up an app and you've got to show the guy that's scanning it.
Correct.
You can't pull it up and it takes 10 minutes for one guy to get into the stadium.
What I can't figure out is why did they just send me two emails saying to accept my tickets when I already did?
Another issue.
That's what's throwing me off.
Yeah, it's a pain in the
butt. Like, I have my parking pass, silly. Yep. Thank you, Jim Vanstone.
Mm-hmm.
And I have my tickets. But now, why do I have a new set of emails?
Look, technology is great in a lot of instances. This is not one of them. This is technology taking us backwards.
I want a list of things where cakes will go onto autopilot. So when you say paper tickets, you're going to get the same response.
Absolutely.
You say Alex Smith, you're going to get the same.
When you say cigarettes.
Cigarettes, the coffin.
Cigarettes always goes to Rom.
Yeah, Rom. Cigarettes. Like, what are his triggers?
Several.
Yeah. I got a lot of them. There's so many of them.
Jeff Fisher.
Yeah, I'm kind of over the Jeff Fisher thing.
It's been a while.
I've softened on Jeff Fisher.
Sigs.
I bet John Gruden wished he had softened on Jeff Fisher mentions in his emails, but he didn't.
California. Just talk about how much you love California. Yeah. Could just set him off.
I'm pining. I wish I was on the
early dinners.
Yeah, 5:30 dinner, hopefully tonight.
Everyone should have an early
last night dinner. I had a 5:15 dinner.
So this is even the cakes likes.
Just the cakes things that will just go down a whole thing.
He's very Pavlovian.
Yeah, exactly. We all are. Yeah. Not to say I'm not. But these are the things that trigger cakes.
I think he leads the league.
Everybody has their triggers. I have a lot of trigger points.
Yeah.
It's just the way I'm built.
I love
it's the way. It's a very complex brain.
These guys are all just calling in for prizes, right? Like Keith from Laurel, he doesn't want to
comment.
He's never commented, right?
Let me ask you. What does he have to offer? Yeah. He got nothing to offer.
Have you ever
offered
just a taker.
Hold on.
Anything?
Ask him like a question. Like Keith, what do you think the Washington football team should do about their secondary?
Blitz.
Blitz. All right. It's an answer. It's an answer.
Just like he blitzes our phone lines during game show Wednesday.
Have you ever contributed dialogue to us, or are you simply a taker?
Okay. Tell JP the second email normally says you're all set after you accept the tickets.
Oh, so now he's
contributing.
Yeah, you know, he would know about tickets.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Keith.
Thank you, Keith.
Thanks for nothing, you big taker.
Keith and Laurel.
Oh,
I don't know. The tickets
I love you, Keith.
They're there in my Apple wallet, but I guess I'll accept all over again.
Well, if they're in your Apple wallet, they're not going anywhere.
For what I don't know, but it is like
dice.
What is
it for again?
Apple. Ricky Martin.
Ricky Martin's got to live La Vida Loca over there.
And Enrique Iglesias.
Oh, it's a double bill?
Yeah.
Look at that.
I feel like Ricky Martin, I mean, I know he still tours all over and he's got a loyal fan base, whatever, but he was like, at one point, he was the biggest star in the world.
Yeah, he's concentrated more on like the Latin music now.
Well, that's what he wants
When's
to say.
Ricky
really
Martin?
Singing English.
Huh?
When is that?
Thursday.
Oh, it's going to be late night for you on Thursday.
Yeah.
Ricky. You might call in Ricky.
Very Ricky. It's a good thing to close
Thank
the show.
You. All
right,
Thank
gotta
you.
Get out of here. We are done. B. Mitch and Finley, they're coming up next, right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.